بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله. We are now discussing part 12 of our series Spiritual Discourses, and we have been discussing humility of the elders, and we have discussed the humility of Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And last week we discussed the humility of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala. And now we discuss the humility of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is the fourth Khalifa of Islam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is the fourth righteous Khalifa of Islam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is the fourth worthy, deserving, righteous, pious Khalifa of Islam. And he is the son-in-law of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and cousin of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, married to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. And his children are Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu once purchased two garments from a shop and then asked his slave to first choose which one of the two he liked best. The slave chose the better of the two for himself, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu happily wore the other one. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu noticed that the sleeves of his garment were too long, he asked for a scissors, cut the sleeves to size, and proceeded to deliver a sermon. This was the behavior of our predecessors. They were never fussy or demanding. On the other hand, we are totally different and cannot do without behaving in a quarrelsome manner and demanding manner. Yeah, alhamdulillah, understand what has happened. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes out shopping and he takes his slave along and they buy two garments. And then he tells his slave that you choose, and the slave chooses the better one. He gives him the better one, and the inferior one he takes for himself. Yeah, we can understand that we take attendance, and you find this in many countries when you go, that people take their attendance to tend to their children and their babies while they shop. And you can see when they address these attendants, they are vulgar to them, rude to them, crude to them, swearing them, belittling them, shouting them, screaming at them. Let alone we don't know how little they pay them. And if the attendant is carrying the child and the child cries, instead of telling the child to keep quiet, they shout the attendant and they scream at the attendant. We see this happening, unfortunately, in the best of places. Why? Because, again, pride. Because they got money. Because they are on a so-called pedestal and got no knowledge of Islam. Remember that a person, generally the people in the best of areas, they are the most ignorant and full of pride and arrogance. And why is this? Because this is a very simple explanation. Have you seen a candle light? Have you seen a candle burning? That the candle gives light everywhere. But look down near the candle, you'll find blackness. You'll find darkness. So generally, sadly speaking, that the areas where you expect knowledge to be, you won't find it. The areas where you expect piety to exist, you won't find it. The area where you expect good character, you won't find it. The area where you expect spirituality to boost forth, you won't find it. The area where you expect people to be humble, you will not find it. The area where you expect good personality displayed, you won't find it. And here, in the best of times, alhamdulillah, that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes his slave, and when they buy two garments, then the better one, when the slave chooses, he says, yeah, you can have it. Can you imagine that if you and I have to do this? First of all, those around us would half kill us, that how come you gave the attendant the better one and you using the inferior one? And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala doesn't better an eyelet. He just gives him the better one. And he takes the inferior one. And when he takes the inferior one, he finds the inferior one that the sleeves are too long. When he notices the sleeves are too long, then he just asks for his scissors and he cuts the sleeve to size. Why? Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith is concerning clothing that do not let the sleeves overflow onto the palms. So obviously that this garment, the sleeves must be overflowing onto the palms. Therefore what he does, takes a scissors and he cuts it and proceed to deliver a sermon. You'll find that many Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that being the rulers of the time, governors of the time, khalif of the time, when they were delivering the sermon, they had patches on their clothing. And let alone that, at times they had no second, third pair of clothing. And today, unfortunately, you will find, in our times, we have got so much of clothing that on the day of judgment, I do not know how we are going to account for it. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once when he was about to deliver the sermon, and he said, listen to me and obey. Isma'u wa ati'u. One person got up and said, we're not listening, we're not obeying. Until you account that how you got this piece of cloth on you. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, see, when booty was distributed, then the fear that came to my son, who's present in this gathering, his fear I am now utilizing, because the clothing that I had washed it and left it to dry, and now I did not have time and would wait for it to dry, because I have to come here for Jummah, so I'm utilizing my son's share. And his son testified to that, then that villager. He said, no, now you can speak, we will listen, we will obey. So can you imagine how simple they were? We've been the Khalifa of the time. And with that, as I've explained to you, the enemy should shudder just by not even looking at him, of just listening and hearing his name. But they were so simple, they did not object that this man is objecting. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu sees his action here. Then, when he goes to Qazi Shuray, Rahmatullah Ali, Qazi Shuray, Rahmatullah Ali, was the chief justice during the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the chief justice was Qazi Shuray. That's why the Kafir Khomeini, he speaks ill of Qazi Shuray, Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Amir Mawiya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He should say Qazi Shuray should give wrong judicial pronouncements, so our whole judicial structure will fall down by that statement. He should say, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu should fabricate a hadith. Our whole corpus of hadith will fall down. So judiciary is gone, hadith is gone, and he should criticize and say, Hazrat Mawiya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah save us, say he is the oppressor. Hazrat Mawiya radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the Katib al-Wahi. When he's Katib al-Wahi, Quran is then questionable. So Quran gone, hadith gone, judiciary gone. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came to claim that a certain Jew has got his armor, he saw one Jew who got his armor, he came to Qazi Shurayh. And Qazi Shurayh, rahmatullah alayhi, told Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the Amir al-Mu'mineen at that time, that where is your witness? Where is your witness? He said that I've got my son. So Qazi Shurayh said that your son is not sufficient. We cannot utilize your son as witness. Say, I've got the slave. He said, your slave is your subordinate. And your subordinate will be under your instruction. So we're not going to accept the evidence of the slave. And the Jew is there. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is there. And Hazrat Ali is the Amir al-Mu'mineen in the court of justice of Islam. Headed here by Qazi Shurayh rahmatullah alayhi. Qazi Shurayh rahmatullah alayhi, not a sahabi, a tabi'i. And Qazi Shurayh is very firm. And because of this justice, Islam spread. Because of fair play, Islam spread. Not because of sword. Not because of pressure, duress. Not because, as these enemies say, that Islam, they were running around with the sword in one hand and the Quran in the other hand, slaughtering and butchering and killing and forcing people to accept Islam. Islam spread by these incidents. And the Jew is witnessing all this, watching all this, hearing all this. He's present in the court. And Qazi Shurayh say, no, your son, he is not a suitable candidate as a witness. And the slave, he is your subordinate. We cannot accept his evidence. So the armor still stays with the Jew. When this transpired, a judgment was given that the Jew maintains that armor. Then the Jew accepts Islam without any force, says that this is armor is in reality Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu can take back that armor. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in this whole proceeding, he does not say, see, I am the Amir al-Mu'mineen. Then how you can rule against me? And he does not say that, Jew, see you, I am Amir al-Mu'mineen, you are my subordinate, yeah? You are under me, under my rulership, under my governorship, under my khilafat. I could have just taken that if there was an oppressive ruler, if he had pride and arrogance. But humility, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they had no pride. That's why they are jannatis. That is why they have been given this certificate radiallahu an wa radu an, that Allah Ta'ala is happy with them and they are happy with Allah. That is why we cannot say not one word against any Sahabi. What transpired amongst them, transpired against them. Who are we to judge after so many thousands of years? When Allah has exonerated them and forgiven them and blessed them and certified them into Jannat, we have got no authority to say anything against any Sahabi. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, see his simplicity and humility. That after being awarded that armor, now awarded, given by the Jew who accepted Islam, Hazrat Ali said, no, you keep it now. You take it. Because they were not one hankering after the world. Can you imagine that if we are disciplined, and if any trustee or any authority or any person in power is disciplined, how angry we become, and how full of pride we become, and we display total misbehavior. No humility. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to become like these great Sahaba who had no pride whatsoever. But gone, so many thousand years they gone, but we still talk of them. Why? No pride, full of humility. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.